Now on News Talk 960 KKNT, it's time for Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox, president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group. Visit us online at MinutemanHQ.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Simcox.
And we're back on the air, folks. Good to be with you again on this Sunday evening here on News Talk 960 AM KKNT. Minuteman Radio on the air. A little dose of truth serum again on a Sunday evening. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about this week. I tell you right now, I'm angry this week over some of the things that have gone on, and especially in politics, and just a little hot under the collar, even after coming back from California last night, where I was participating in a fundraiser for another Minuteman who's running for office, along with many others. Tony Doles, who's running for the 41st District Assembly District in California. Had a great fundraiser there last night. Kind of cold there along in Malibu by the ocean, a little bit different than being here in Phoenix. But we're coming to you tonight high above downtown Phoenix, the fifth floor at KKNT Studios. And it's just a pleasure to be with everyone again and bring you information that you don't get from the lamestream media oftentimes. And also joining us again tonight here with us in studio, Vice President, Minutemen Vice President and CFO, Carmen Mercer.
Hi, Chris.
Carmen.
How are you doing?
Again. Great. We had rave reviews with you being on the show last week, and I think it's good to have you back and to have the woman's perspective.
Absolutely.
About these issues, and of course, a legal immigrant perspective.
That's right.
On this issue. So we're great. It's great to have you back and on. And we have, again, folks, I'll give out the call numbers because we really look forward to speaking with you, the listeners. Those who are interested in the issues of border security, illegal immigration, and the hypocrisy coming out of Washington, D.C., and out of the governor's office here in Arizona, where Vito Napolitano did it again last week, vetoed yet another bill put before her by the state legislature, attempting to do something about our public safety and about the crime and the outrageous problems going on with illegal immigration. So Vito Napolitano did it to us again, and the Republicans did it to themselves. And we're talking about the race in CD8 with Randy Graff against Giffords in the 8th District here, where after being wined and dined and promised the world by right. The RNC and the Republican GOP committee out of Washington, they decided that they would concede the race. It's just unconscionable. It's unimaginable that the most conservative, get tough on crime and border security candidate that we have running in this nation has been thrown under the bus, basically. I mean, literally thrown under the bus by his good buddies in the Republican Party. Of course, the Republicans don't like it when they see a real conservative heading towards Washington.
Absolutely.
Who's not going to play the game as they see fit. And so Ken Melman and his other cronies with the GOP and the RNC in Washington, D.C. decided that Randy just couldn't win this race, that the polls are showing that he's pretty much dead even with Giffords. And, of course, it's the independent voters that are going to make make it or break it in that district. But the RNC and the other organizations decided they'll pull the funding underneath from Randy and toss him under the bus and basically have just conceded this to the Democrats. It's a race, it's a seat that they can give up, a calculated risk that they can give up. So folks, we need you to do what we asked you last week. Randy may not be in our district here in Phoenix, but he's running for a U.S. Congress.
Exactly.
And it means the United States Congressman who represents all of us. We need Randy Graff in office. We need to send him to Washington, D.C. So go to randygrafforcongress.com. Please contribute to his campaign. Basically, Randy's left with you and I, his constituents in that sense, his supporters, where the Republican Party refuses to support him. So let's get behind him and support him. Let's send Washington a strong message.
Yes.
We're fed up with these games.
Absolutely.
Absolutely fed up. Let's tell them, well, we really don't need your money. After all, the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps PAC and Minutemen around the country supported Randy with our independent expenditures, and we pushed Randy over over the top.
We certainly did.
In the primary. And so you need to go to Randy Graff's website. You can go to our website at MinutemanPAC.com. Mm-hmm. Go to our website, our main website portal, which is MinutemanHQ.com, www.MinutemanHQ.com, and click on the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps PAC and contribute to our independent expenditures. We're going to run advertising for Randy. We're going to walk the precincts there. We're going to help him any way we can and send the Republican Party a message. You're wrong, and we need you. We need your support, and we need to send Randy to Congress.
Exactly. We the people. Silent majority. The Minuteman.
The Minuteman, who are no longer silent. Of course, we have a voice now tonight. And again, our call-in numbers, we need you. We'd like to have a conversation with you. You have anything to input, any input into this conversation, give us a call here locally in the Phoenix area at 602-508-0960. Nationwide over the World Wide Web. We're hoping you're listening at 960am.com. We hope that's up, but you can call us toll-free nationwide, 888-960-9696. Well, Carmen, we've got our work cut out for us.
Absolutely.
And all Minutemen and all supporters of the rule of law and border security have our work cut out. We desperately need Randy in office. And here in Arizona, as we discussed last week, we need to unseat Vito Napolitano.
Yes.
And it's so clear. And, you know, Governor Napolitano has continued to pass the buck and say it's a federal issue. It's a federal issue. The state legislature feels differently. And every bill that they put on her desk, she's vetoed. Well, we need to take her veto pen away. We need to send her packing on vacation. And we need to support Lynn Munsell. Lynn Munsell, the Republican candidate for the governor here in Arizona. And, you know, it's interesting because you hear the Democrats. And again, we always talk about this shouldn't be a partisan issue. But the Democrats refuse to deal with it. And at least we have Lynn Munsell, who now is wanting, actually has a plan. I mean, what a concept. Of course, Democrats say they have this new plan for America. They've got a beautiful brochure, but all we get to see is the front cover of it. We don't get to see what's inside. We're not sure what the plan is. Well, Lynn Munsell here in Arizona, he has a plan. If you go to his website at lynnmunsell.com, you can see Lynn along with the challenger for the Attorney General here, Bill Montgomery. They both together have a plan. They want to work together to help secure our borders.
And that's absolutely good to know that he came forward with that. So I'm very happy about that. So
well, it's a great plan. And, you know, Mr. Munsell says, you know, he will immediately deploy the Arizona National Guard and assign it the mission of securing Arizona's southern border and working cooperatively with the U.S. Border Patrol and the ongoing Operation Jumpstart. But Lynn actually says, you know, the National Guard belongs to us. So we want the National Guard on the border, not just the few that we have, but
yes,
as many as we can put on that border. Mm-hmm. After all, we've discussed this, Carmen, with military consultants, military experts, and other mm-hmm. congressmen who've said that, look, you know, what a perfect training ground for our soldiers.
Great.
The environment is the same. You've got a desert environment where it would prepare them to go into the Middle East, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, and hopefully not Iran.
But, yes.
We'll see about that in the near future, I'm sure. But why don't we train our soldiers along the border? Have them do double duty. And it's a win-win situation. We secure the border. We can battle some of the crime that's facing us. And boy, are we going to talk about crime tonight in our next segment. Absolutely outrageous, heinous crimes committed in our nation this past week that it's just unconscionable. It's unacceptable. We lost another police officer in Houston. More murders, more rapes. A little bit of justice this week with a couple of creeps, just vicious killers in Baltimore, who were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murders of three small children. I mean, three children who were found nearly decapitated and hacked to death with machetes. In slayings, the judge there said were done to send a message to the people that they smuggled in for not paying their fee. And these two gentlemen, one 24 years old, one 19 years old, were convicted last month of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder in the deaths of an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. And they were cousins. They were actually the cousins of these two men who helped smuggle them into the country. Their sister refused to pay the fee and murdered their children.
Jesus.
And there's the good family values, folks, that are coming across the border, right along with the well-intentioned migrant worker who wants a better life. But our open borders is a clear threat to our public safety and national security. When you hear about these stories, it just makes you sad that these things are happening. So, but we go back to Munsell and Montgomery, who have a plan. They want to work together. We want to put the National Guard on the border. Mobilize all or any part of the National Guard any time that the governor proclaims an emergency or deems it necessary to protect lives or property. Well, Arizona leads the nation in crime, in gang warfare, and property damage. So, you know, Mr. Munsell and Montgomery have a clear plan. Number two in their proposal, Lynn Munsell and Bill Montgomery will seek funding to create the Arizona Border Patrol. Sounds like the Minutemen.
Yeah.
As a division of the Department of Public Safety, and we've talked about that, and I had a discussion with Mr. Munsell a few months back about, you know, let's bring in the law enforcement. Let's bring in the retired law enforcement, the retired military veterans who want to play a significant role in safeguarding Arizona. They consider themselves still to be under oath and can help put together an Arizona Border Patrol to augment the National Guard, to assist law enforcement, to help protect the citizens of Arizona and the rest of the United States, because we know we're ground zero. Most of these criminals come right through our backyard and come through Tucson or Phoenix. And so it's a good plan, and it's a good plan, and I encourage everyone to go to Mr. Munsell's website, lynnmunsell.com, read the rest of the plan. We'll talk about some of the other key proponents and proposals that Mr. Munsell has. So we'll pick that up right after this break. MinutemanHQ.com, Minuteman Radio. I'll be right back.